special simcha in our Sefer HaChinuch Shir this evening. We are moving on to Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, the 31st Mitzvah of the Torah. We've been doing Mitzvah Lamed, the 30th Mitzvah, for over a month. So it's very exciting to be moving on to the next one. Mitzvah is Kiddush Shabbos B'Dvarim, right? So there's a commandment that we have to sanctify Shabbos with Dvarim, with like words. So let's see what that means. The Pasuk says, Zachar Asim HaShabbos L'Kachosh, that you have to remember Shabbos to sanctify it. So it says, the Chinuch L'Daber Dvarim B'Yom Shabbos, you have to make some sort of verbal recitation on Shabbos, B'Achnas HaSo, when Shabbos comes in, V'Chin B'Yitzia HaSo, and when it goes out, right? So that would be Kiddush and Havdalah. Shehiyeh Bahem Zecher Gedulas HaYom. Right, and these words sort of have to explain how amazing this and how exalted this day is. Right, and you have to basically be saying with these words why this day is so much more special than the days that come before and the days that come after. As it says, right, the pasuk that we just read. Kolomar, what does this pasuk actually mean? You have to distinguish it. You have to make it special with some sort of mention of its sanctity and its grandeur and its greatness. And Chazal, our Chachamim, have already told us, you don't just say the words, you don't just say it's Shabbos now, that's not how you do it, you have to do it over wine. Shekin hu hapirish, right, and this is how the explanation was given down from Chazal, Zachreu alayayin, that you have to say Kiddush with wine. Ha'inyan hu, and the description of how this whole thing is done is as follows, Shenosnim bakos revias yayin chai umazug, so you take a cup, and you put in this cup at least a revias of wine, and the wine could be either what we call chai, like pure wine, which means non-diluted wine. Nowadays, we don't really have anything like this. We just open the wine bottle and we're good to go. Back in the day, I think we've explained in the past, wine used to come very thick, so you'd have to dilute it. So you can either take this yayin chai, this pure non-diluted wine, or diluted wine. So a revias of that and put that in the cup. Oh, yosemi revias, but you can put more than a revias if you want. Abalo pachos means that. But you cannot put less. Usually we try to fill up the entire cup. So if you have a very big cup, we try to fill up the whole cup. But we say that since the minimum amount is a revias, you should not have a cup that is less than a revias. The maziga, you do it. And so how do we define this maziga? How do you define the dilution of wine that we just said that you can use a diluted wine? So some people make the mistake that you can sometimes see in the stores that it's says grape juice on the bottle, so people think every single grape juice, if as long as the company says it's called grape juice, then it's kosher to be used for Kiddush. That's not true, right? There is a certain minimum requirement of how diluted it could be. So how diluted was the wine that they used to have back in the day? Well, one part of it is wine and three parts of it is water. That is considered a kosher dilution, and then it's okay. And then what do you do after you pour the wine? You say Kiddush over this. What's Kiddush? So what is Kiddush? The Chinuch doesn't seem to define it over here. He just says, everyone knows what Kiddush is. We have it open, the article sitter says the Chinuch, and just say the words, and that's what Kiddush is. And you say that over wine, and when you leave Shabbos, you should make the bracha on wine as well. In order to honor the departing Shabbos day, and this special bracha that we have at the end of Shabbos, on Mosei Shabbos, is called Havdalah. A few more things to discuss on this mitzvah, but for now, we will stop right here, and God willing, tomorrow we'll continue with more.